The Lord be with you.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus proposed a parable to the crowds. The kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed that a person took and sowed in a field. It is the smallest of all the seeds, yet when full grown, it is the largest of plants. It becomes a large bush, and the birds of the sky come and dwell in its branches. He spoke to them another parable. The kingdom of heaven is like yeast that a woman took and mixed with 3 measures of wheat flour, until the whole batch was leavened. All these things Jesus spoke to the crowds in parables. He spoke to them only in parables, to fulfill what had been said through the prophet. I will open my mouth in parables. I will announce what has lain hidden from the foundation of the world. The Gospel of the Lord. We have some great idiomatic phrases that we use these days to avoid responsibility for our actions when we want to pass the buck. One popular expression is throw someone else under the bus, which became popular back in 2008 during the presidential election season. David Segal wrote in the Washington Post newspaper, "This humble mode of transportation has become an unstoppable serial killer this presidential season, metaphorically speaking. Hardly a week goes by without someone reviving the cliche of the 2008 campaign that a former ally of a candidate has been thrown under the bus." Another great expression is plausible deniability. Have you heard that one? That's where those higher in an organization can deny complicity in immoral or illegal action. The funniest example of plausible deniability was Sergeant Schultz from Hogan's Heroes, who frequently said, "I hear nothing, I see nothing, I know nothing." We have all kinds of clever ways to get out of trouble. In the first reading from Exodus chapter 32, a chapter we should all be familiar with, we see someone else who knew how to use these excuses long before Schultz and long before 2008, namely Aaron, the high priest. Moses comes down from Mount Sinai to see the people worshiping the golden calf. And clearly Aaron is in charge, and he's responsible, and he's guilty. But what does Aaron do? First, he throws the people under the bus, saying, "You know well how prone the people are to evil. It's their fault." And then secondly, Aaron plays the plausible deniability card, saying, "Well, the people gave me their golden jewelry. I threw it into the furnace, and this calf came out. I had no idea that would happen." Archbishop Fulton Sheen said, "That was the lamest excuse in all human history." Now, that's what Aaron did. But what did Moses do? He took the heat for the people. He himself, though he was innocent, saying to God, "If you will not forgive them, strike me out of the book that you have written." Moses threw himself under that unstoppable serial killer. This is why Catholics go to confession, to stop the excuses and to accept responsibility for our sins. I remember one Catholic school teacher who told her students that at the end of her their confessions, they should say, "These are my sins, and I take full responsibility for them." I gotta tell you, in 19 years of hearing confessions and lame excuses, those words are music to my ears. Just imagine, for a moment, your 10-year-old child who broke the window, coming to you and saying, "I broke the window, and I take full responsibility for my actions." How refreshing would that sound to you? Folks, we are masters of making excuses for our mistakes. But it's time to get off of that bus, accept responsibility for our actions, and stop blaming that unstoppable serial killer for our faults. Praised be Jesus Christ.